This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And just for something different, Darren DeMello staying aboard and looking after things for Harvey this week, but joined as always by Rob Drewitt from First National Drewitt and Shed. G'day, Rob.
Good morning, Darren. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Harvey, it's outrageous. He's gone off to a warmer climate.
It shouldn't be allowed. It doesn't happen very often, though, does it?
No, good.
And Paul Donovan from MDS Legal, hello.
Hello, Darren. How are you? Hi, Rob. How are you? Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Yeah, always a pleasure, mate. Always a pleasure.
This is a fantastic opportunity for our listeners. They can call in, they get free legal advice, solve all of their problems, and probably save tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees today.
A very good start to
Could
the
I
weekend.
Be exaggerating a little bit?
Oh, no, we'll wait and see.
I reckon it's a pretty good package. You've got to be happy with the option of being able to check both sides of the fence there. You know?
Exactly. And look, our business has become so much more complicated. If we go back when I started in the early 90s, and I think about it now, you know, the legal side of things is just phenomenal. I mean, there's so many aspects to it now.
Yeah, regulations. I think a good part of it is that people are more aware of their rights, and as a consequence of that, everyone has to be more on their toes, and that means that the system theoretically at least works better, and it means that people are able to profit better from it. But the trick is to know those rights. That's what it's all about.
Well, if you want to join in, 9221882, and we do have $100 cash from Summit Projects. Visit summitprojects.com.au. Up for grabs to, I don't know, our liveliest, our most controversial of callers. How do we normally do that?
It varies. Sometimes we pull it out of a hat. Sometimes we just make it up on the spot. But it's got to be an insightful question, I think. And then we'll...
Well, here's one for you. What do you think the impact of Britain leaving the European Union is likely to be on the Perth property market?
Isn't that a good question?
Because it seems to have influence everywhere. It's like you'd almost be forgiven for thinking it wouldn't have an influence.
I know, that's right. I'm quite surprised. I'm surprised they've left. I mean, when you think about it, obviously I think it's more of an immigration emotional decision.
It's
than
not
an economic.
Certainly not an economic one.
It can't be, but their main trading partner is the continent, and they're saying... Buzz off.
Well, certainly the markets don't think. But isn't it funny that similar rhetoric to what's being talked about in America with Donald Trump?
Yes.
And Donald Trump came out last night and said basically it's a great thing.
Well, of course he would.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
It supports his view. But it is interesting that we're going away from this world economy and working together. It's becoming more polarised, which it's a brave new world. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Markets do tend to overreact, don't they, initially?
Well, that seems to have been the reaction in this instance. But, it was 40 years in the making. I mean, it's a lot of unpicking to do. And, 2 years before anything happens, potentially, in terms of an actual influence on the ground, a change to restrictions or anything.
Well, we still haven't answered your question, have we?
Rob, over to you.
Well, I think that might be possibly because we don't know the Perth market.
I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference, quite frankly, because we've already been in a downturn. We've already had a correction in our market, and I can't see it having a major influence, other than, obviously, if it has a serious world economic influence.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know. I think it's probably overplayed a bit. Like you say, it's 2 years. It'll probably be longer term what the implications will be. I think it'll be initial, obviously, the markets have reacted. They tend to do that, overreact, and then people go, well, okay, let's get on with it. Long term, maybe. It might be quite serious for England, as far as trading and so on goes.
Yep.
And it does change the dynamics in Australia. But from our property market, I think very little influence initially.
Yeah. Where are we at in the swing, by the way? I mean, you talk about the downturn.
You're seeing the cycle.
Yeah,
I think we're at about, I'm just looking at the clock here. We're not at 10 past 9 because that was probably about 15 months ago. That's about the time, about 10 minutes is when you're starting, your market's starting to go down. And then the bottom of your market's at the 30-minute point.
Right.
I'd say we're probably at about 9:25, 25 minutes past in the clock.
So it's almost bottoming out.
I would think so. I think if we're not at bottom, we're pretty close to it, and I think it's just going to bubble along like that for probably a couple of years. I think it would be very slow growth and a pretty underwhelming market is the way I'd describe it. It doesn't sound good, but it opens up opportunities for people.
Well, I mean, it's a buyer's market, especially interest rates down too, so all of these things lead
lowest on record, never been lower, certainly in my lifetime, and likely maybe, we're just talking about the decision in England, maybe in Britain that interest rates might have to go down further. But I think the influence of that is already felt. The fact that, we've got mortgage rates sometimes between 3.6 to 4%, another 0.25% drop isn't going to make a huge difference other than certainly solidify the low cost of maintaining property. But that is one of the issues in the market at the moment, is that sellers have realised, well, wait a minute, prices have come back 5 or 10% since 2013. Interest rates are low, so we can hold on. We don't have to sell. So it's quite an interesting dynamic. We have a slow property market, but we also have a lack of good quality listings, particularly family homes. There's a lot of stock of apartments and so on, but good family homes. So they're actually selling quite well. So, you know, the market, it's, you could easily say, oh, it's all down and so on. Great opportunity if you want to trade up. It is the best market to trade up in the last 10 years.
But Rob, what do you do if you're a seller? Do you just keep holding on, or?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. Look, you can't, your life doesn't revolve around the ebbs and flows of the property market. Yes, you can say, it depends on your view. I mean, that's certainly our opinion of where things are going to go. You might have the view that market's going to come up 4.1% next year, which was what we were talking about in the show last week about proponents from East Coast saying that. I think they're 2 years ahead of the market in that regard. Look, what do? You meet the market. If you want to sell, you meet the market. And I think that's really the message out there, and all of the rewire agents are saying, look, you're not going to get a premium now, unfortunately. It's very unlikely. But if you're prepared to meet the market, look at other opportunities, you'll buy well on the other side of the equation.
I'm noticing changes too, because we're at the other scheme of things. We're looking for rentals at this stage, and I notice there's not as many inspections being held. There's not as many kind of opportunities to sort of go from spot to spot to look at things. You actually have to kind of get in contact and say, can we have a look at things? Because I know the properties are there, but I'm guessing they're not getting many people through the door. Does that seem to be the way?
There is a bit of that, yes. Yeah. And look, the rental market, that is absolutely fascinating. If we look at, there's around 10,000 properties on Reba.com at the moment for rent. And this time 3 years ago, there were 3,600. So that pretty much explains the market as far as the supply side goes. Then let's look at the demand side. We're now sitting, what's the latest population growth? 1.6% or something around that sort of mid ones, which is less than half of where we were in 2009. Mm. And the first time a few months ago that we've had net negative migration to the East Coast. So more people leaving the state than coming into the state. So this is the demand side. So you've got a double whammy there, hence the reason that rents have come back at least 25% from their height of 2012, and we've got a massive oversupply. So for agents that are able to get out there and have leasing departments and able to do home opens on Sundays, they're really having to work in the market. We're really earning our fee at the moment. I can take a leasing fee.
Yes, sounds
we
hey,
need to.
Talking the short term, though, are people holding off because of the election next weekend?
Yeah, very good point. I would think so for sure. And we do find that as a phenomenon, that the federal elections particularly, people tend to hold off. And I think with this one being a large portion of the discussion and debate has been around negative gearing, and that is certainly a very important aspect with property. So I think that's the case. So spring will spring back, so to speak. I think we'll see a better market because there's pent-up demand. People have been holding off a bit. I just can't wait until next Saturday's over, the election's over, and we get back to normal.
You and a lot of other people, I think, on that front.
For a whole heap of reasons.
Oh, yeah. 9221882 if you want to join the discussion here. Do you think either way will make a big difference to the market, or is it just a case of, like, let's wait and get it done and then we can proceed with business?
Proceed with business, yeah. With the market, I can't see it changing much. I mean, it was interesting, that article last week about a 4% increase, but, you know, we looked at their assumptions, you know, that wage growth was had come to, you know, the drops in wages had stopped. Well, I don't think that's the case, unfortunately, in West Australia. I think wages are still going to come down. The population was now meeting the amount of demand for the supply. I think it's still a lot more supply to come through. So I think their assumptions were a little bit off base and they're a little bit ahead of themselves. So I don't see a lot of growth in the market. I see it a fairly flat market. But then that's a bit of stability too. People can say, okay, well, look, we're not going to see a lot of growth. Okay, so why would we wait? Do we want to wait, answering your question, Paul, 2 years, 3 years? Yeah. When's the next major upswing in the market? Who knows? It's the future. But it could be 4 or 5 years away before we see another major upswing in the market. Do you really want to wait that long? Let's get on with it. You know, this is the base now. This is the new norm. The market is a bit subdued. But I tell you, the thing is, you can definitely sell your properties. There's real estate agents, we're not all out there now becoming baristas, you know, because or Uber drivers, because there is, well, some are actually, it is reducing a bit, but there is opportunity. Properties are selling. They certainly are selling, and we're finding there's plenty of buyers. They're just at a different level from where they were 2 years ago.
Well, and it's interesting, isn't it, that some people have this idea, particularly if they're buying and selling in the same market. In other words, you've got a home, you've decided you want to sell and buy something else. And people are holding off thinking, oh, gee, I can't get that price that my property is, in their mind, actually worth. So they hold back and then wait for a couple of years. But, of course, by the time that couple of years go past, the property they want to buy has gone up in value as well.
That's the swings and the roundabouts of the process, isn't it? Yeah, really, yeah. You just have to...
You've got to look at the changeover.
Yeah.
That's right. And the reality, I suppose, in the market where it is very difficult is downsizing. It's a bit harder, generally speaking, downsizing, because the top end of the market's been hit harder. You know, 10% on a million is more than 10% on 500,000 in dollar terms. So it's... But that... The flip side of that is it's never been a better time, well, not for at least 10 or 12 years, to upgrade. Mm. And I'm getting calls all the time, clients saying, wow, we can get into this suburb we never thought we could get into. We can just stretch it. Okay, we've got to take a bit of a hit in the sale of our property, but it's more of a hit at the other end, so it's worth doing it.
All right. Well, look, we've got $100 up for grabs here, the $100 cash from Summit Projects for anyone that wants to get involved today and ask a question. Summitprojects.com.au is the website to check, and we suggest that you call in. We've got Rob Drewitt here and Paul Donovan from MDS Legal. 9221 882. Pick their brains. We've got a chance to. We'll come back after a quick break. It's 17 past 9.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
For years, we've been told oil is bad for you, but not all oils do you harm. This week on the House of Wellness, we look at oils that can boost your health and well-being. And of course, we'll take your calls with our experts. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
Hey, Jono, want to come for a lunchtime run?
Oh, I'd love to, but my legs are killing me from yesterday's run.
Mate, you should try Blackmore's Muscle Magnesium Powder. It's an easily absorbed magnesium citrate powder that supports muscle health and may also help to relieve muscle cramps and spasms. Get Blackmore's Muscle Magnesium Powder at Chemist Warehouse for just $16.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
At Havel, we've made Australia's best value SUV even better. Right now, you can take home the brand new compact Havel H2 from only $23,990 drive away. That's right, $23,990 drive away. With so many standard luxury features, Havel redefines value for money. We challenge you to find a better value compact SUV. See the new Havel H2 at Autostrada Havel in Burswood. Visit havel.com.au. Have it all with Havel.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss half price on Valspar interior or exterior paint. Every size, every finish, every colour, now half price. 4 litres of low sheen interior paint was $71. Now it's just $35.50. That's half price. At Masters, we even tint to match any colour absolutely free. Whatever your project, don't miss this sensational offer. All Valspar paint, half price. But be quick, offer ends Thursday, 30th of June. Only at Masters.
Hayley Harris here from the 50 Up Club. What's closest to your heart? For most of us, it's our family and taking care of them. Make sure you do that long after you've gone. Join the 50 Up Club and take the exclusive life insurance special offer with Noble Oak this month. You'll get a 20% discount for the life of the policy, plus you'll pay no premium for your first month. Think ahead, but act now. This offer runs out at the end of the month. Noble Oak has been around for 137 years, so get a quick quote and see for yourself at 50upclub.com.au. Any general advice provided by 50 Up Club Proprietary Limited does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. You should consider whether the advice is right for you and read the financial services guide and PDS at 50upclub.com.
City Toyota.
I love City Toyota's giant touchscreen. I was able to build my car, choose the colour, pick my accessories, and really saw what I was getting. They even offered a complimentary inspection on my new Toyota just to go through all the features again. How good is that?
You get more at City Toyota. citytoyota.net.au.
City Toyota. City Toyota. We're your number one.
Deal 12195.
If you love your chook, here's where to look. It's a down down.
It's a down down.
Coles Fresh RSPCA approved whole chicken, just $4 a kilo every day.
It's a down down.
At Coles.
Tony Barlow Menswear, up to 50% off end of financial year clearance, is on now. Save up to 50% off all world-class brands. Don't miss out on the up to 50% end of financial year clearance on now at all Tony Barlow Menswear stores.
buying, selling, or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
We are talking property. It's Darren DeMello looking after it for Harvey. Yes, you haven't underslept or whatever the case may be. I'm looking after it while Harvey's away. Rob Druitt's here from First National Druitt and Shed, and Paul Donovan here from MDS Legal. Happy to take your calls, and we were just talking about some of the pitfalls for many folk involved in the process of buying or selling a home. I imagine if you decide to take it on yourself and you haven't the responsibility of selling your home and you haven't done that before, geez, you come up against all sorts of things you wouldn't even contemplate.
Very much so, yeah. Look, there's an old great long list, isn't there, Paul, of potential catastrophes that can happen.
Yeah, and look, one of those things is that idea that everyone's pretty excited on the honeymoon, and people, when they're either buying or selling a property, can be really, really excited. But then a couple of months later, when maybe things don't go so well, that's when maybe they have to start knocking on lawyers' doors. And that's generally, notwithstanding me and my
And it always comes back to the contract. Okay, what did you sign? What did you agree on?
Yeah, and it cannot be a very pleasant experience when you've bought this property that you're really, really excited about, or alternatively, you're selling your property and there's just fundamental problems with the way that's been drafted. So yeah. I'm not here to plug real estate agents, but on the other hand, real estate agents have got that experience. There's very, very many clauses that agents are able to make reference to that are standard clauses that have been drafted. And I was giving the example, I think, of a contract I saw the other day where someone had written subject to a white ant certificate on the property. So the buyers obviously thought it would be a really good idea if I put in something to make sure there's not white ants in the property. But
that's
instead
not how
of it
you
being
say
a thorough
it.
Clause...
Here's your white ant certificate. It's full of white ants.
Yeah, I've got a certificate here and there's a gazillion white ants. And it's been satisfied. So just those sorts of things can be real traps for young players, I think.
Okay. And don't forget, 922-11882 if you want to give us a buzz. $100 cash from Summit Projects. Visit summitprojects.com.au up for grabs. Let's head to Kundoola. Sandy's on the line. G'day, Sandy.
Hi. How you going?
Good. What can we do for
probably,
you?
You probably sort of might have answered my question in your last comment.
Oh, okay.
I have two properties in Kundoola. And I'm needing to sell both. One belongs to my parents and one me. And a few houses that I've looked at, I should be downgrading by my age, but unfortunately I have to upgrade. And some of the properties I've looked at are under that private sale.
Right.
And I'm wanting to know what the risks are buying through a private sale like that. And
yes.
Can you get someone else to handle the paperwork and things like that?
You certainly can, absolutely. You could get legal representation to look after you. You could pay an agent to represent you as a buyer's agent. Would certainly be another way that you could look at it. But, yeah, look, and it's a very good point because our industry in Western Australia is very sophisticated, I'd say, and I think the buyers do feel comfortable working with real estate agents, even though actually most real estate agents are seller's agents, which means that they're actually working for the seller. But, of course, we realise that our transactions are a win-win. The buyer's got to be happy as well, and also they know that with the competency and professionalism in the industry that they are protected to a degree that, you know, that the contract and the clauses and everything will be appropriate. So, yeah, I would recommend that you get other advice for sure, and you'd need to be very careful with the contract to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
And, Sandy, I'd just obviously endorse that, but also add that when there's someone involved in the contract on really either side of the fence who's drafting it with some expertise, what you can usually hope for, at least, is that there's some certainty for the contract, and certainty is a real aspiration that you want in a contract. Now, of course, if you're the person who hasn't drafted the document, there's the risk that the certainty is going to work against you. So what you've always got to do, of course, in that context, is read it really carefully, because a lot of people get contracts, it's that old story, and they don't read them. And I, like many people, will just sort of flick my signature on a lot of things that I sign. But when you come to big contracts like buying a property or selling a property, it really, really does help if you've read everything and ask questions if you've got any doubts, and particularly those fine printed documents that attach to offer and acceptances called general conditions. There's a lot of stuff in there that has a lot of implication on the buying and selling a property.
Get your contract and get some independent advice on it so that you know what your rights are if you sign
it. I think that's my biggest fear, that I'll sign something and go, I didn't realise that meant that. So, yeah. Okay. All right, no worries. Thanks for that.
Lots of people too, Sandy. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, there is ways around that. Thank you for your call, by the way. 9221 882. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we're kind of, thanks to the way that things go online nowadays, we're so inclined to just go click, the equivalent of click accept, and rather than read the conditions.
Yeah.
We're almost trained not to look at the
small print. They could put anything in those conditions, couldn't they, online?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes, and they do.
And they do. You find out about it when, oh, wait a minute, I want to cancel my telephone contract now.
Yeah.
You're tied up for 48 months.
Peter's out in Wattle Grove with a renting question. G'day, Peter.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Peter.
We've been renting for 12 months and quite content in doing so. We signed a two-year agreement, and, of course, in each agreement, it's got that 12-month review clause.
Okay, yes.
Which is usually for the agent to say, you know, your rent's
going
up.
The world's turned upside down.
I don't figure they'll be calling and saying, congratulations, your rent's gone down. So what is the process there as a tenant to ask for a rental decrease?
Okay, well, look, if the lease expires and there's a renew period at your option or a market review, then you can certainly look at it and put it to the agent that you would put a rental to them that you feel is fair and to the market. The seller doesn't have to agree to it. The sure. seller can say no, and then you make a decision whether you want to renew the lease or continue on.
Okay, and in the 12-month review stage, like we're in the middle of our two-year lease, are those options available as well?
Well, you don't have the option to hop out of the lease in those circumstances, Peter, because you're locked into a lease that then's got a review. But, of course, the trick then is what does the review say? Mm. So it's the term, again, that a person has agreed to, and there's some limitations in respect to that in relation to residential properties because of the legislation and the regulations. But generally, subject to that, the trick is, again, to read it before you get into the lease so that you know what it is that you're signing up to, and then when the time comes for the review, to make sure that that is done strictly in accordance with what's in the document. That's really where the plan is. But then when you get to the end of the lease, that's the time to then come if you think that rental's gone down and start negotiating that. And in a commercial sense, there's a lot of people doing that in Perth at the moment.
So, Peter, is it actually a two-year lease that you've signed?
Yeah, that's right. And so we're coming up to our 12-month review in the next.
But there's a market review halfway through.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there'll be a process in there, generally, if it's a re-release, that if it can't come to an agreement, then there would be some form of independent assessment.
Yeah, that's right. So usually, Peter, you will find that there is a procedure that's set out in the document as to how the rent's to be reviewed, and then usually also a method of resolving any disputes as to what the outcome of that process is by some form of arbitration or prevent you having to go to court or get really ugly. But generally, things 99.9% of the time are negotiated, but you just want to make sure that your rights are protected as they're stipulated in the lease.
Sure. All right,
hope that helps.
Good luck with that. Do your research, get onto rewa.com, and you'll be able to see what the rentals are in the area and talk to local agents so that you get a bit of an idea where the rental market
and
is.
And as you say, Peter, there's not many that are going up at the moment. So
no.
in real terms, hopefully this isn't going to be a big issue for you.
Thanks for your call, Peter. Head to Maylands now. Elizabeth wants to know about putting her house on the market. G'day, Elizabeth. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. I'm sort of a bit pressed for money in different areas at the moment, and I'm wondering if I should put my house on the market now or wait till spring.
Right.
Because in the garden, you know, spring, the garden's nice, the blossoms are out, the trees are, you know.
Spring is in the air, the buyers are out. And so we think, yes. No, that's right. It is a bit like that, you know, the middle of winter and your gloomy days and the garden's looking pretty average.
Does the market work seasonally like that?
It does to a degree, yes, Darren, to a degree. Though I always say to people, look, you know, you also have less stock in winter because people are all getting geared up for spring and there's still a good number of buyers around. So it sort of works itself out. Mm. But it's not like as real estate agents we just don't sell anything over winter and then all of a sudden spring we sell a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty level out. So look, at the moment, my advice is let's get through next week. since federal election, and then all bets are off. I think we're back into a sort of a more stabilised market, and things will be back to normal, I would think, hopefully. But yes, you would say off the bat, it is a bit better in spring because obviously gardens and presentation and so on do look better. But also you tend to find that you might have a bit more stock come into the market because everybody's thinking the same as well. So I would, if you're keen to get things moving, I'd be looking in August, get things underway, a little bit ahead of the pack, and get things moving.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, August. But can you explain to me as well, what impact has the elections got on selling? I mean, I don't understand this. People are saying, I'll wait to the elections to see who gets in.
Absolutely. I mean, it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Makes no difference at all, really. But
that's what I mean. What difference does it make?
That's how markets work, don't they?
Perception is reality.
Figure. Yeah, perception.
It's a psychological thing, Elizabeth. I think it's more people just want to hold off and see what happens. It's probably not going to have much of a practical effect on them, but at the end of the day, they just want to see what happens.
Yeah, we just find this phenomenon, and I guess with this particular federal election, because the negative gearing is a big debate, there's a lot around property, that people think, oh, let's just see what happens with this and see if there's going to be a change. And then the reality is, whatever party's elected in, people go, well, that's the decision. Okay, let's get on with life. So it just creates that little bit of a lull. The flip side, the good side of that is that it's pent-up demand. It means that people are holding off, and it means that after the election they go, well, let's get on with it. So I think we'll have a little bit more buoyant market in spring. We won't, for sellers, don't get too excited, jump up and go, woohoo, my house is going to return to the values of 2013. I don't think so, no. But there will be a little bit more activity, and buyers will be, they're out there now, they're just sort of a little bit hesitant, and I think we'll see, this is the new norm, let's get on with it. So I'd be thinking about getting a property on the market in August. That'll be a good suggestion. You want to sell it. The main thing is price it right, and it will sell. I can absolutely guarantee that. There are plenty of buyers out there. People want to transact in the market, but they are a little bit hesitant about, they don't want to pay a premium, and they don't have to, given the current market. So get the price right, and you'll sell.
Yeah, and can you tell me, how much has property gone down in Maylands, do you know?
Look, across the board...
You know, you have that thing, the Saturday paper, the Sunday paper, your house has gone down so much, but...
No. Used to be your house has gone up so much. And look, and statistics too, look, you know, they are technically, of course the numbers are right and the rearward numbers are right, but, you know, it all depends on the volume of transactions and the composition, i.e. is there lower property selling, higher property selling. The bottom line is, I'd say, across the board, and Maylands is no different from other suburbs in Perth, generally speaking, our prices have retracted 5 to 10% since the last height of the market, which was 2013. Varies a little bit, individual properties and so on, but as a general rule of thumb, that would be the situation. And then within the market, of course, there's sub-markets, there's some areas which are oversupplied, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, there is a lot of townhouses, villas, apartments out there, so they're being hit a little bit harder, but there is a bit of a shortage of family homes, good quality, smaller properties for people to downsize to and so on. So, you know, it varies within the market, but it certainly has retracted from where it was, and I'd say 5 to 10% would be a good measure.
So if it was worth, in the height, $800,000, it's now worth about 720.
Roughly, yeah, roughly. Maybe 750, it varies. Look, as sellers, I'll put myself in the same position. We all have a heightened view of what our property's worth. Of course, it's worth more to us than anybody else. It's our home. So as a seller, think of a figure, that's what I'd like, and drop 10% off it. That's probably what it's worth. As a general rule of thumb, but it doesn't always work that way. Get a couple of really good rewired local agents in, and they'll give you an idea where the market value is. Market assessment.
Well, I've had this. I've had three agents in, and they vary $100,000.
Yes,
well. And I think, why, you know, why so much?
Yeah, exactly. Well, at the end of the day, it's an opinion, and...
the market will tell you.
And ultimately, the market will tell you. That's right, Darren. Yeah, it is. And look, pricing is the hardest thing in our business as real estate agents. You don't want to be overly negative, but you don't want to be buying the listing, the old saying in real estate, you know, just to... Don't choose your agent just because they say you're going to get more. You know, they need to back it up with empirical evidence. More important than that is the process of how you go about selling the home to make sure that you do maximise the marketing and how they're going to market it, what price they're going to put on the property, what marketing method they're going to use, what marketing tools are they using to get it out there in the marketplace to be able to achieve the highest and best price for you, and their negotiation skills. They are really the important things, because then you get the right agent, they will get you the best price in the market that's available.
And Elizabeth, can I just add that I think there's no substitute for that old word of mouth as to who's a good real estate agent or lawyer or whoever it is who you're dealing with. And so people can be sort of persuaded by fancy stuff on the internet and all that sort of jazz.
Or having a promise of $200,000 more than someone else's real value is, probably.
Yeah, it becomes an easy thing to say, doesn't it? It's a bit like a lawyer saying to someone, you can never lose your case. Well, yeah. The reality is that person's probably a liar. So at the end of the day, finding the good agent who's not going to tell you that your property's worth more because that's what you want to hear is going to be the trick. And they're probably going to be the best agent too in organising your property for a good sale.
And then one agent said when you sell your home, you should get the furniture out. And yet the other two agents I had come in and have a look, they just say, oh, my God, look at that bit of machinery, furniture. Look at that. Oh, my God, look how you've done this room. And they've just said to me, no, just leave your furniture in because that's what's going to sell the house. And then this other person says, take it out. They're not going to like that.
All a matter of opinion, how different people view things. I always think if the furniture is appropriate for the property, then you should leave it in because that turns it from a house to a home.
Yeah. And so it means people don't have to visualise and kind of create things in their heads. They can see what see it in front of them. And most people aren't very good at visualising, are they?
No.
I know I'm not. Okay. Hopefully that's been help to you, Elizabeth. Great to chat to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
9221 882 if you want to join in. Talking property with your chance at $100 cash from Summit Projects. Visit summitprojects.com.au. Got Rob Drewitt and Paul Donovan taking your calls.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Lockdown now in progress at Bayswater Mazda.
Lock down an end of financial year deal now at Bayswater Mazda. Like new Mazda 3 with free rego and free stamp duty. Or Mazda BT50 4x2 XT from only $26,990 drive away. Lock down a deal today and receive an end of financial year bonus on selected models. Driving is better with Bayswater Mazda, just 7 minutes from the city. BayswaterMazda.com.au. Deal 25174.
This is the sound of a mid-mounted turbocharged boxer engine in the all-new Porsche 718 Boxster. And you could be the first to see it. Get up close and Porsche at the Australian premiere today. There'll be family entertainment, light refreshments, tech talks, and a host of other Porsches to enhance the experience. Don't miss out at your nearest Porsche centre today.
Due to circumstances beyond their control, like breakdown of families and violence in the home, some young people find themselves with nowhere to go. The longer they're out there, the more certain their future becomes, and the harder it is to break the cycle of homelessness. Help the Salvation Army change a life before it becomes a lifetime. Call 13SALVOS to donate to the Red Shield Appeal and help end homelessness now.
Providing you and for your family is important. We're not just talking about food and clothing here, but also preparing for their future if you're not around. 50 Up Club's exclusive life insurance special offer with Noble Oak closes in 2 weeks. You get a 20% discount for the life of the policy, plus you'll pay no premium for your first month. Noble Oak has been around for about 137 years, but chances are you won't last quite that long, so think ahead and act now. Get a quick quote and see for yourself at 50upclub.com.au. Any general advice provided by 50 Up Club Proprietary Limited does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. You should consider whether the advice is right for you and read the financial services guide and PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
The convenience of seeing how a shower spray works before you buy it. The convenience of getting real advice and real options from people who genuinely love what they sell. The convenience of being able to take home nearly all the products you choose on the same day you choose them. Discover convenience at Parkwood Plumbing Centre, 168 Bannister Road, Canningvale, with convenient parking outside the front door. Your centre for kitchen, bathroom, laundry and plumbing supplies.
For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, call Brooks Hire, 1300 Brooks. And don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley Davidson. BrooksHire.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
6PR Talking Property and hello, Darren DeMello looking after it for Harvey with Rob Drewitt from First National Drewitt and Shed and Paul Donovan from MDS Legal here to take your calls. 9221882. Should we get into it, Jess?
Absolutely.
Chris in Forestdale has a question about lease agreements. We've started a trend. Hey, Chris.
Bit of a trend. I've got a gentleman that wants to put a business on a block of land that I own. I was wondering, can you put a clause in a lease agreement that allows you to still sell the block without being like financially liable to them? In other words, having to pay them out of their lease on that.
Well, probably more, Chris, the issue is to make sure that when you sell the property, you're obviously providing in there for the fact that there is a continuing lease agreement. And for very, very frequently, that becomes attractive to a buyer because they want to have for a property that they're purchasing that someone's actually renting it. And especially these days where there might be some difficulties in getting businesses into properties.
25% vacancy in the city.
It's not an industrial zoned area, and it's just a part of the property that we're leasing.
Right.
So I don't want to kind of get myself caught out when I come to sell it that someone says, oh, you've got this guy who's on there for a long-term lease.
Mm.
No, I don't want to have any kind of restrictions. And I know that the person who's leasing the land will say, oh, look, you're going to have to buy me out of my lease. You're going to have to pay me money to leave. Mm.
Well, that would be the case, but first of all, I suppose you get to the issue as to what the term of the lease is, and there are a whole lot of things you're probably going to have to be a bit careful about here, Chris, so I'd be recommending that you get some advice. Now, if the person's going in on a retail basis, and there can be issues as to the definition of what a retail shop is, but if it's a retail shop lease, then there's legislation that applies that gives tenants minimum term. So even if you were able to convince them to agree,
it 5 years minimum?
That's right. Yeah. So if you were able to get them to agree in writing to there being a lesser term than that, you might find that the legislation bites you. But ultimately, leaving aside that sort of tricky side of it, you've got to be in a position where you're structuring the term of your lease to enable you then to come to an end with it. If you have a lease that says, well, it's a one-year lease, but I can have you thrown out on 1 week's notice, then presumably most tenants are not going to find that very attractive.
Yep.
So you might want to be to a position if you're looking at selling it, and you might think, well, over the next 6 months I might want to do that, so you might make the term 6 months. Whether or not you're able to attract a tenant in relation to that depends upon negotiation and what it is, what rental you're charging and who it is who you're dealing with. But if you have a fixed-term lease agreement, that meets the legislation, then a tenant can hold you to that term. And whilst you're able to sell the property, as I mentioned earlier, and sell it subject to that lease, if you can't do that, then the tenant has various rights that they're able to exercise.
Mm. Would you not look at is the property available for redevelopment? Is that the reason why you wouldn't want a tenant in there?
That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for development, changes in the zonings and that.
Okay. Well, you could put a redevelopment clause in to enable redevelopment, but of course the flip side of that is the tenant then goes, well, okay, maybe I'm going to be kicked out in 6 months or 12 months because of the redevelopment. So that might affect your leasing and the value that you're able to lease the property for. Mm. So it's all swings and roundabouts. You know, the more you protect yourself with that, the less attractive the lease is going to be and less the rental potentially is going to be for that.
But Chris, very often people will have periodic tenancies, and by that it's not for a fixed term, so it doesn't have to be for 6 months or 12 months or 5 years or whatever. It can be that a person is leasing a property, and if they're paying their rental on a monthly basis, so you have a monthly tenancy, it's periodic, it goes until the parties give each other notice. That can be in a commercial sense or in a residential sense, and that gives you the flexibility that you would want. The other thing when you're renting part of a property, just as a tip, and I obviously don't know what it is that you're thinking about having as a purpose for the property, just check that that deals with or satisfies local bylaws and all of that sort of stuff as to what you might be getting the person in there doing.
It's a bit to go away with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seek advice is the short underline there, I think. Good to chat to you, Chris. 9221882, if you want to have a chat, maybe, poke the brains trust here. Margaret and Willerton, this is an interesting
Tickly
question
Paul's.
For you.
There's more there.
Bigger head.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Look, I'm wondering how many units you can have on a block 1638.
Okay, it's 1638 square metres.
Yes. Now, it's zoned
anywhere from 1 to probably 50, depending on the zoning.
Well, it's a zone R20, so okay. 900.
Yeah. Okay, if it's R20, the basic rule with R20 is that it's a minimum of 350 square metres. with an average of 450. So if we work out the maths on that, then probably four. But it depends a little bit on how you slice and dice it, so to speak, because you can do multiple subdivisions in the sense that you do one 350 square metre block, then you have approximately, what have you got there, 1270 left over, and then you can subdivide that block because you've already done one of your minimums, you see. Mm-hmm. So there's different ways of doing it. But I would say basically between three and four, depending on the shape of the block. Is it a corner site?
No, it's not.
Okay, because that adds a few dynamics and so
on.
Can you have two-story places
on it?
You certainly can, yeah. Most councils, in fact, just about everywhere would allow you two stories. Mm-hmm. There may be some, you know, depending on the location. What area is it in?
It's in Ferndale. Now, what about if it's 1800, see if I can buy a little bit of land from my neighbour, which he has indicated he may sell a bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well...
It's 1800, so... Can we work on that?
Well, 1800 would definitely give you four. At the moment, I suppose technically at 1638, it's three, but you'd probably be able to do a multiple subdivision to get four on it. Probably the extra 150 square metres probably wouldn't make a huge difference. But you need to work out the dynamics of the block and the numbers and so on to see, you know, it would be worth doing that if it added an extra unit. But I don't see it's going to add an extra unit to go from four to five. Because even at the minimum of 350, you know, by five, obviously that's 1750, but you've got to have the average. So the best thing, one of the best things to do would be talk to a local rewire agent in the area if you're thinking of selling, or go to any of the surveyors. We've got many competent surveyors in Perth, of course, very sophisticated industry, and they're very experienced in this, and they would be able to do a subdivision plan for you and work out
what... It won't be for 12 months at least anyhow, you know.
Okay, so you've got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
You wouldn't get five. You don't think you get five even if you with that extra bit of land.
I couldn't tell you over the phone unless I saw the shape of the block, and then try to work out the numbers and different ways that you could subdivide it. From what you're telling me, I doubt you'd get five. I doubt it. I think you quite easily get four, but I doubt you get five.
Even with two stories, you'd only get the four, would you?
Yeah, two stories doesn't make any difference. Only in the sense that, you know, you can build different form.
Yeah.
It's all about the underlying land and the yield of that land.
And Margaret, I'd be getting that advice probably before I did the deal with the neighbour.
I would. I just sort of treading water in the.
Yeah, but I'd do that before you do the deal with the neighbour as well with that extra property
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
Great
you very
to
much
chat.
For that.
Good to hear from you, Margaret.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 9221882. Back shortly, talking property, and still up for grabs that $100 cash from Summit Projects. You can visit summitprojects.com.au.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
Tell us about your work experience.
I did a week experience at Kalgoorlie Hospital, and the guys on site thought, well, we'll sort you out, mate. You want to be a sparky? We'll put you here, go in there, change the lights in this room. And they locked the doors, turned all the power off, was in the morgue.
Oh, you're kidding.
My sister always wanted to be a hairdresser. She finally got to wash someone's hair, but she said it was horrible, and the whole time she was trying not to vomit on them as she touched and washed their hair.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Hey, Jono, want to come for a lunchtime run?
Oh, I'd love to, but my legs are killing me from yesterday's run.
Mate, you should try Blackmore's Muscle Magnesium Powder. It's an easily absorbed magnesium citrate powder that supports muscle health and may also help to relieve muscle cramps and spasms. Get Blackmore's Muscle Magnesium Powder at Chemist Warehouse for just $16.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss half price on Valspar interior or exterior paint. Every size, every finish, every colour, now half price. 4 litres of low-sheen interior paint was $71. Now it's just $35.50. That's half price. At Masters, we even tint to match any colour absolutely free. Whatever your project, don't miss this sensational offer. All Valspar paint, half price. But be quick, offer ends Thursday, 30th of June. Only at Masters.
Get behind the wheel of Australia's newest auto brand and grab a fantastic deal on a new Harvel SUV. Autostrada Harvel in Burswood can save you more than $4,000 on the new Harvel HT that come standard with sunroof and 18-inch alloys for just $23,990 drive away. After something bigger, there's the H8 Luxury 5-seater or the H9 7-seater. Take a test drive and get a free gift. There's a sausage sizzle and plenty of giveaways, but it all finishes today. So go see Paul and the team at 34 Teddington Road, Burswood, or give them a buzz, 9362-2299.
Are you going to be away on Election Day on Saturday the 2nd of July? If you are, you may be able to vote early. All Australian citizens aged 18 years or over are required by law to vote. So if you can't make it to a polling place on Election Day, you may be able to vote early at an early voting centre or apply for a postal vote. Your vote will help shape Australia. To learn more, visit aec.gov.au or call 1-3-2-3-2-6.
You've booked a date at an exclusive day spa, relaxing in a luxurious stone bath, water gently flowing from stylish European tapware, candles flicker on the marble vanity as you drift.
You're nearly done in there, honey?
With a complete design, supply and renovation service, you can create your own private sanctuary with Lavare, the luxury bathroom specialists. Book a free consultation at Lavare's Claremont showroom or discover more at lavare.com.au.
Boom! The massive end-of-year stock clearance sale is now on at West Coast Hi-Fi, with huge savings on all the big brands in home entertainment. Hurry! Massive stock clearance sale now on at all seven big West Coast Hi-Fi superstores.
Drop by your local IGA for half-price specials, like Dr. Oetker Ristorante pizzas, 310 to 390 gram varieties, just $3.75. IGA, another reason it pays to shop independent.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
6PR with Darren DeMello covering for Harvey, who we've just discussed. Is living the better life. Yeah, it seems like it.
He's enjoying himself. His Aussie phone wasn't working, so he wasn't too happy about that, so he was ringing me on his Balinese phone.
Has he got a Balinese phone?
Yeah. He's just let me know that he was alive. Because we play fantasy footy, you see, so he's a hound when it comes to fantasy footy. And he's up the pointy end of the field at the moment, too. We're trying to chase him down.
What about in real footy, Carl?
Real footy, well, the Dockers got smashed. I don't know if you saw it. Ross Lyon is flabbergasted.
Saying they were making all sorts of the wrong kind of records this season, aren't they?
Well, I don't know they're breaking any records in that area yet. I think have already surpassed their worst season in the AFL, so we don't want to go there.
Okay.
But what went wrong, we'll discuss that. Who's under the pump? The Pies, lowest crowd since 1940.
Yeah. Jeez.
It was cold last night, though. Thank God I wasn't there. North Melbourne, where are they? They've lost four of their last five. Mid-season review, who's hot, who's not. Mid-season trade was raised during the week. I want to talk about that with the boys. We'll have a look at all the other games being played over the course of today and tomorrow. And WAFL action, Perth, East Fremantle, Subi, Claremont, Peel, Swans and West Perth and South.
Fair bit coming up Saturday morning at the footy from 10 this morning.
See ya.
And 9221882 if you want to get involved. Thank you, Carl. Now, we're here with Rob Druitt from First National Druitt and Shed and MDS Legal's Paul Donovan, taking your calls 9221882. We've got a question here from Bob in Wanneroo about the all-important stamp duty. Everyone's got a question about stamp duty. Hello. Bob.
Yeah, g'day. How you going, boys?
Good.
G'day, Bob.
Good, Bob.
Just a quick one. If you buy a house, a second-hand house, for under $450, is there any special deals that the government do on stamp duty?
Other than they'll take as much as they can from you? No. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's quite cynical. Yes, there is if you're a first home buyer, and okay. The threshold is $430. Below $430,000, there's no stamp duty if you're a first home buyer, and then it sort of ratchets in up to the full scale at $530,000. So there's still a benefit at $450,000 for sure if you're a first home buyer. Other than that, other than a number of very specific small concessions, such as court order and so on, then no, not that I'm aware of. What about you, Paul?
No, Bob, I think it's just one of those things about death and taxes and all of that, and duty at the end of the day is a tax.
All right, boys. Look, I had a bit of a talk with a bloke, and he said there could be an angle, but this... this purchase won't be a first home buy. It'll be probably a second home buy. So that sort of cancels that out, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it probably would, Bob. But when you get to the actual property, I'd be talking to the agent who's selling it, and you can imagine if there was anything that was specially attractive about that property, that the agent would be telling you that very, very upfront.
Yeah. If it's just a normal transaction, then no, there wouldn't be any concessions, unfortunately. So.
All right, boys. Thank you for that.
Sorry to be the bearers of bad news on that front there, Bob.
I do have a question for Paul on that subject too. What about when you vest the property out of a trust?
Well, and look, that's an interesting thing. There can be stamp duty.
Can there?
And yeah, so one has to be very careful because there's a number of ways that that cat can be skinned. Meow. So there can be distributions made before vesting occurs.
Right.
It depends upon the terms of the trust. There's a couple of matters that I'm dealing with at the moment at work that have got into conflict, and people have to be very wary about that. It's a very specialised area.
Ask
a very specialised area, and I know it's something that
I've
even
opened up a can of worms.
Within lawyers, within the legal profession, there's people who are expert at it that then the lawyers go to. It's that specialised.
Who do you think gets the $100 cash from Summit Projects?
Oh, I need to think about that.
Okay.
Can I?
We'll have a
call
think
a
about it. Yeah. We'll come back and do that shortly. 922.
Let's draw it out.
All right. We'll sort that out in just a tick. Visit summitprojects.com.au as we head up towards news time.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. The WA Today Swan River Run, presented by Westpac, is back July 24. Visit swanriverrun.com.au for all the details, supported by 6PR.